Brothers recorded a song, the class of 57. I don't know if you remember that.
The class of 57.
I thought that the class of 1966 should have something about us as well. Now, don't worry, I'm not going to sing you a song. I did write a song for a couple of reasons. With the number of members of this class, it would be so long it'd take us the rest of the night to sing it. And also, I didn't know what most of you did at the last school, so I couldn't write you a song. So I wrote us an ode to the class of Sacramento class of 1966. And if you'll allow me, I'd like to read. Oh, that's upsetting.
You better turn it over.
I just got by hopeless. I'm not quite used to it yet. But here it goes. It began in the fall of 1954 when some eager and some not so eager children first darkened the classroom door. Some at Batesville, some at Pope, and others at Blackjack. Later, we all became members of the South Panola Pack. We studied a little. We played a lot. We may have thought that we knew everything, but everyone was a straight-A student, not. Our teachers tried with varying degrees of success to keep our educational experiences from being too big of a mess. We tried to be good and obey all the rules, but our teachers sometimes thought that we were stubborn as mules. We had to toe the line and never a teacher rattled, lest we would get whipped by Mrs. Lewis's electric paddle. I come to find out many years later that was a fan paddle. But I believed in it back then. Finally, the day came after we had worked ourselves to the bone. We got to march across the stage to the diploma zone. There we met the big guy named Hamlin, and suddenly we became graduated young ladies and men. For the next 50 years, we have tried with all our might to raise our families, earn a living, and do what was right. We went to school, went to war, worked hard and set up with sick children and grandchildren all night because it was instilled in us that we could not and would not ever give up the fight. Now, day by day, as we continue to partake of a sliver of our individual life's pie, realizing that someday we will have to look the joys and challenges of old, serious old age squarely in the eye. So wherever I am, whatever I do from now until the day that I die, I will always be grateful that I am a member of the class of 1966, South Panola High.
Amen. And then y'all all knew about Miss Lewis's pack, right? We all did. I wouldn't even walk by her house. She lived on Panola. I was on the other side.